This is Bill speaking.
Hey Bill, this is Straw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I'm surviving today.
Well, I heard you were a little sick, or you were out sick from the main line that I called, the 2870.
Yeah, and I'm working from the house today.
Okay, that's good. Alrighty, so looks like you did a web registration and were interested in our working capital loan. Okay, so I have your file open here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. Okay, I have your company legal name as MCG Systems LLC. Okay, and is your DBA My Computer Guy?
It is.
Okay. All right. And then what's the structure of your business?
We're just an LLC, if that's what you're looking for. Limited
Okay.
liability company.
Okay, cool. And then the billing address I have here is 2310 Ridge Road, Street or Suite C.
Yep.
Okay. Rockwall, Texas 75087.
Correct.
Okay. And let's see here. And is this the best number to reach you at, the 3326?
Correct. Yeah, that's my cell
Okay.
phone.
Okay, cool. Make sure here. And I have your email here as bhair@mycomputerguy.com.
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty. Cool. So we have a lot of different programs here. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I will point you in the right direction.
We have a couple of our basically a few loans we'd like to just combine into one. Well, actually, we have a line of credit out there that's at around 41,000.
Okay.
We have a loan, an American Express type daily type loan that we'd like to roll into that. That's was 100,000, now it's down to 29.
Okay.
And we have another small loan that's around 10,000. We'd like to just combine those into one loan so we have a single payment going out.
Okay.
So that I think it's right around 80,000.
Okay, so total would be about 80. Okay. And then the third loan, you said it's about 10,000 left on it. What type of loan is that, and who is it with?
That's just a principal loan, and that's actually to my dad. So he
It's with.
funded something for yeah, he funded something for us. We needed a short term loan. He funded that for us.
Oh, okay. Is your dad part owner of the business?
Nope, just
Okay.
third party.
Third party. Oh,
And that
okay.
doesn't have to go into it. So I mean, if that's a problem.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just trying to figure out, because you said he funded it for you, so I was just trying to figure out what you meant by that. Because if he's not part owner, is it just like he got a loan outside source somewhere and he just gave you the
No, we
money
just got a
type of
loan.
thing?
We just got a loan through him.
Okay.
So he just gave us a loan.
Oh, okay.
Where
So it's
he
just
was the, he's the
your
lender.
dad. Oh, he's the lender. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so your line of credit, who is that with?
It is with Chase.
Chase?
Correct.
Okay. And you have 41K balance on there. What is like the
The line is 50.
it's 50, okay. Okay. And what's your interest rate with them?
I believe it's 8%.
8%. Okay. And then this 41K balance, was that did you how long have you been paying that off for already?
Well, probably about maybe 6 or 8 months, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a year at most.
Okay.
I'd have to get more information from our account.
Okay, no problem. Do you know how much you've paid in interest so far in the last 6 to 8 months with them?
I'd
I'm
have to
kind of
look that
curious.
up. That.
That's okay. If you don't have it on hand, you can always let me know later on. It's I just want to know, it's just so I can make sure our loan makes sense for you, that it's going to be cheaper than what you're paying already with your original, banks that you already have the loans with.
Yeah, and the reason I did, look into it is because it showed that you guys had 2 year, 3 year, or 3 year, 4 year, 5 year options. That's, the goal is just to spread out the payments, so we're not, like right now with that American Express loan, we're spending right around $9,000 or $10,000 a month to pay that down. So, again, we paid it down significantly, and it's going to be paid off by July, but it's putting a pretty significant burden on us.
Yeah. And that's the line of credit. It's about 9 to 10K a month you're paying, or
No,
in
no. The
total?
line of credit is something different. That's just, we have minimum payments we can make on that, and I think we've been, paying that down. But we've had to utilize it because we're paying so much on that Amex loan.
What's your daily payment with MX?
It's, I believe, right around 480 a day, and that's Monday through Friday.
Monday to Friday. Okay. 480 a day, Monday through Friday. And then the line of credit's obviously just a monthly payment of your choice of whatever it is.
Yeah, and again, we've
And then the
maybe
principal
100
one, the one
times.
where your dad is kind of like the third in line on getting it paid off, correct? Okay.
Yeah, and he's also offered to do a loan for us if we want to through the other side. I'd prefer to, go outside when I can and just.
Take care of it yourself, basically.
Yeah, and again, mind, because we've got good credit, so that's not been an issue. Our payment history is pretty much perfect. We always pay our debt.
So basically, kind of just summarize it up for you, and correct me if I'm wrong. The MX, the 480 a day, is just eating up all your cash flow, even though you're gonna be paying it off. It's gonna be paid off in a couple months,
I
but
believe
because of the
July. I think it's right around July.
July, and that's just a remainder balance of 90 20 29K.
Correct.
Okay, so to give you an idea and of what we can do for you, we do daily, weekly, and monthly loans. Let's just say, for example, you end up getting a daily loan.
We're not going to do another daily loan.
Okay, but what if it's like lower than your 480? Let's just say 100 something or something like that. It won't eat up your cash flow as much, and it'll stress your loan out. Would
It
that be
really
something
depends on
you?
how much it really depends on how much we're paying for it. Like when we
Right.
did this loan with American Express, I believe it cost us around 7 or 8 thousand for that loan for a 100,000, or maybe 98,000, somewhere around there. So I think, the initial payoff balance is at 106. So which again, it was, it came in handy, but again, paying that much money per month, say at $100 a day, you're looking at about $2,000 a month. But again, it depends on what the factoring rate is as well, or the
Right, of
interest.
course. Yeah, well, of course it depends on, the interest and how much you're going to be paying back in principal and in interest. And if it's expensive, obviously it doesn't make sense. But I just want to make sure, if there it's not 100% sure that I won't get you a daily loan, but I just want to make sure if it was a daily loan, if it was just maybe 100, maybe 100, 200 a day, would that be something that you'd be open to explore or look at the terms for
It
that?
would be. And again, what we're looking at is, say we took out a 3 year loan, we'd want to be able to pay it back in 3 years, or a 2 year loan, we'd want to be able to pay it all off within 2 years. Again, so that's kind of what we're looking at. So say we do $80,000 over 2 years, we know that we're going to be paying somewhere in the neighborhood of around, $4,000 a month, $3,500 a month, somewhere in that range. If it's that over a 3-year loan, we just don't want to be paying, basically to the point of like 25% interest. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. We're looking to keep, if we can, to keep our interest rate, under 10% overall, or, we'd be paying off if it was based off like a, 9 or 10% interest rate.
Right. Okay. I see what you're
But that's
saying.
one of the possibilities then.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So, can you tell me a little bit about your business, what it is that you guys do, and kind of like let me understand your business and what is that you make money off of and your customer base.
Yeah, we are a managed service provider of IT services. So companies that do not have their own IT staff, they contract us to maintain their network, their business networks. So we maintain their business networks. We also sell equipment. Now, during the last year, we had slowed down our sales cycle just because we had a lot of things to get caught up on with our own software and management. We didn't want to put up so much work that we weren't able to maintain our clients. So that's why we actually lost money last year, and kind of the year, the end of the year before, we really slowed things down. This year we sped things up, and it's been a much, it would be a much more profitable year if we weren't paying, basically $9,000 a month to reduce our debt. Well, 9,000 a month just to the one.
Yeah. The MX one. Yep. Okay, so basically you guys are kind of like the if a company wants to outsource their IT staff, you go there, you do everything for them, troubleshoot, that sort of thing. Okay, that's cool. How many employees do you have?
Ten, including
Ten?
myself and my wife. Total of
Okay.
10. Yeah.
Nice. All right. And then is your wife part owner of the business too?
She is. I have a 90% stake, and she has 10%.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay. And what was your growth annual sales like last year?
Last year, I believe we were a little about 950,000. And the year before, we were, I think we're at 1.1 or 1.2. So I said we cut back our sales cycle mainly because we wanted to get things caught up and wanted to make sure that we provide what we needed to our clients.
Yeah. Okay. How's this year been for you so far?
Strong. This is where I believe, in fact, I can look up the March or the May numbers here.
Is better than last year so far?
Oh, significantly, yeah.
Yeah,
Now
that's
again,
good.
we started doing a lot of projects. I think
Oh,
here.
okay.
So again, we had to stop that because we were, we had our setup the way we wanted, but we weren't able to. We had some issues with the software company we used to manage our clients. So we sell our services. We monitor proactively and we resolve issues. We had to put more time into that because they had some issues on their software side. We finally got that ironed out, and we've been able to pick up our what do you call it? Can't even talk. We were able to pick up some sales. So we've been doing a lot of sales here lately. And our report, let's see.
That's good. Sounds
That's
like you
got
guys are growing.
the April 2006. Yeah, April was totaling 105,000. It has January through report.
Does your wife do IT?
No, she's marketing.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Total income 342. And it looks like income is somewhere around 342, and this would be another $100,000 a month, about another 100, probably between 95 and 105,000, depending on the project.
Nice. That's
So,
good.
which is around about 440,000.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, I got all your information here. So the next step in the process is to fill out an application. I just need a few other pieces of items, and then I'll be able to bring your file up to the underwriters. So I just need a one-page app, which I'll email it to you. I need 6 months of most recent bank statement. So from, what is it, November to April bank statements. And then for your customers, when they pay you, do they use credit card to pay you, or do they write a check, pay cash?
All of the above.
All of
It's
them?
mostly, yeah, it's mostly credit card or check.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. And then if you could just give me the 4 most recent months of the merchant statement, and then I can send that to the underwriters too. And also the most recent tax return. If you don't have 2015s yet, if you have an extension on it, I just need 2014s.
Okay.
Okay.
I do need to also just find out kind of before I go through the whole process,
Right.
how the payback system works. Is it a factor rate? Is it a interest rate? Combined, and 'cause that's really what I'm looking for.
Sure, of course.
That's even better, but I know that some of these for the larger amount, they don't do the simple interest.
Yeah, so for our working capital loans, it's not going to be an APR because it's not annualized. Our loans goes from 3 months to 3 years for working capital. And anything in between or anything above too, it just depends on a lot of factors. And the way it's structured is it's either daily, weekly, or monthly ACH from the business checking account, depending on what you qualify for.
Okay, now is you said that's anywhere between what and what, the factor rate?
Oh, the factor rate? I don't know the factor rate.
Okay, but you said
I said 3 months to three, 3 months to 3 years would be our cash
but
loan.
just an example, I'm taking out, say I take out a $100,000 loan. What would the cost be for that 100,000? Just kind of a range, low to high.
Okay. The lowest I've seen would be like 105. The highest I've seen is 140.
140, I wouldn't even get near.
Yeah, so that's the high end, yeah.
105 to 107 would be similar. And again, I can do the same with American Express. The only problem is, again, the maximum they go is 1 year.
Oh,
And
the maximum that they go is 1 year.
now I'm sure that the longer you go with your program, it probably costs more. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, so it's basically is like any other loan. The longer your terms are, the more interest you're paying back in total, at the end of of your loan. The shorter you pay it back, the less interest you're paying at the end of everything.
Okay, now when I looked at the ad, it showed 3 year, 4 year, 5 year. What are the 4 and 5 year
The
for?
four, so the 4 and 5 year terms are for secured loans, and that's for equipment financing. Yeah, so yours won't fall into that category. Yours is just a cash small business loan.
Okay. Well, good enough. Thank you very much for the information, and I'll go through the documentation when you send it.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send it within the next few minutes. When do you think you can get everything back to me?
If we end up going with it, probably on Friday.
Okay, sounds good. Are you guys looking anywhere else to see what your other options are?
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm looking for something where I can do a like a 2 year payback on the whole thing, or 3 year payback, just so I can stretch out the payments, but
Of course.
not where I'm going to pay, say on a just again example, a hundred
Yeah.
thousand loan, I'm not paying, $25,000 on
Right.
that same loan, because that doesn't make any sense.
Right, it makes
So
sense.
yeah, so that's kind of what I'm looking at. So yeah, I mean, we're also looking at SBA. We know that takes a little bit longer, but so again, that's something that's also an option, because we have an SBA loan already, and we said that we can extend that. It just takes, anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, SBAs are great because they have they work with you. They, give you pretty good deal. The only thing is just that it's time consuming. That's the only downfall. I guess it's like a trade-off, I guess you can say.
yeah, but all right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to seeing what you guys have or what you send over.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you
Thank you.
soon. Bye-bye.